Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys talk about old games.
Good radio presence.
Thank you. This week, we hit some snafus. So we'll explain our snafus.
We had a big argument. We broke up for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And got back together.
We saw a counselor. Yeah.
Yeah. By counselor, it was Lucy from Peanuts.
I said we need to take a break. Mm-hmm. Dave took that as if we need to break up.
Right.
He went and got drunk and had sex with a copy girl whenever I had somebody I worked with that, yeah. Dave was like, they want to fuck you. And I'm like, no, they don't, Dave.
I did a podcast with another person. It was a whole. I did it just to hurt Tyler.
I wrote him an 18-page letter front and back. Can you do another podcast with me, Dave? Can you? Does it?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not really
Friends is on Netflix.
What really happened was, I don't think we're allowed to call it Homo Meth Cabin mm-hmm. anymore.
So our special cabin weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Our special cabin weekend.
Special cabin weekend.
Where, yeah, we all, the annual get-together, we all come together at McWayne's fantastic place of business, Whitetail Creek. Go there, go hunting, rent a cabin. It's fucking awesome. But we hung out there. We had planned on, I went and bought Mario Party 10 on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's like, we'll play Mario Party 10, and then after we go home on Sunday, we'll come out and we'll knock out Mario Party.
It's a good idea.
It was a really good idea.
It's a great idea.
And then we ended up playing Mario Party 10 for, 30 minutes, and Dave wasn't even there yet. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and I got there, and everyone was like, you were so low energy. You were so low energy last night, and then, certainly this morning.
Yeah.
It took everything I feel like to get you going this morning. Because it was, I remember last night I was like, so we're going to play Mario Party or not? And you're sitting on the couch and you were just like, played earlier. All right. Okay. Well, was it bad? Nah, just no one was interested. Okay. I get it. I probably would have given up too. That's the worst. That's why I stopped bringing board games to social functions. Because I'm that guy where I'm like, hey, I brought a board game. If anybody wants to play, do you want to play? And I feel like I have to start pointing people out. They're just kind of like, no, I actually want to have fun.
But everybody will ask you, Dave, bring the Game of Thrones board game.
Yeah.
We need to leave it in the corner so it'll sit there. Its energy will emanate.
Yes.
And then we'll just feel better about doing anything else.
The worst is, this literally happened at one of your parties, Tyler, where someone was like, oh, man, I wish someone would have brought the Game of Thrones board game. I was like, motherfucker, I brought that thing five parties
so
in a row.
Many times and no one ever touched it. Because I brought four board games and they sat in the corner the whole weekend. Yeah, because Arkham Horror, Bioshock Infinite, Quelf, that game that Shake bought that's strange. Yeah, it was.
I don't know what the deal is with board games, because it's I love playing board games. Mm-hmm. But I hate initiating a board game. That's what I should have asked Wiley on the board game episode. How do you initiate a board game?
Yeah. I guess unless the night is centered around, come over here and play this game.
Right.
And it's all set up and everybody gets over there.
Maybe that's the trick. Maybe setting it up and just sitting in front of it is the trick. And then as people come by, be like, hey, I'm playing a game. Sit down.
You guys want to have a seat? And it worked on us at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
So otherwise, I think, hey, you guys want to play a board game? All right, let's clear off this table. All right, I'm going to get out this box. All right. Oh, man, there's so many pieces. Yeah,
does anyone know how to play this?
Oh, man. Okay, you read the rule book.
Yeah.
What does playtime say? 6 hours? Okay, good.
All right, good. We don't have cell reception out here. It's fine.
So we did play a lot of other games. We just played more Tadpog related things. Like when I got there, I brought my computer and I sat down and I played Wolf Among Us and nearly straight through until I beat it early Saturday afternoon. Had a great time with it.
Yeah.
That was most of my experience on like Friday, early Saturday.
I've been playing that too. I mean, we may or may not be talking about that next episode.
Maybe. We don't know.
We don't know.
No one will. Yeah. Just
we probably. Probably will.
Sometimes we just play stuff for fun.
Yeah, right.
No, not really. But
Man, that's fucked up. I really can't like sit here and be like, when's the last time I just played something and never mentioned it on the show? It's pretty much been since we started this. Except for Blood Bowl. I've been playing Blood Bowl. Mm-hmm. I had my first Blood Bowl match for the Tadpog League last week. Didn't lose. Also didn't win. So
you got a draw in Blood Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thing. You can just get a tie in Blood Bowl. So
you play for hours and hours and hours. Oh, it's a tie.
No, games last like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yay. I thought they were super long, intense games.
No, it's like the actual like scheduling of the games, I think, takes longer than playing the game. Mm. Especially when you're not super familiar with the person, the opponent. I'm playing humans. The team name is Mild Oats. All the humans are named after cereal mascots. Snap, Crackle, and Pop are my three linemen. Except the humans can buy an ogre. Hi, I'm Dave, your respectful host, by the way. The humans can buy an ogre, and it is like they can have one ogre on the team, and it is the most expensive player that you can buy for humans, and they are like the strongest. That motherfucker got knocked out in the second play of the game. It was like, oh, great. And it wasn't like just a minor injury. It was just like a straight, they called it a casualty, which isn't a death. I thought it was a death. Cause like, it was like, I was playing, my opponent was playing Ratmen, and, they had a rat ogre. And the rat ogre slapped the shit out of my ogre. And my ogre just kind of like melted into the ground. And I was like, oh, that's probably not good. And then he just appeared in the injury box with a red cross over his head. Like, he's probably dead. So glad I spent the money on that ogre.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man. But we'll see at the cabin. Oh, because I talked about swords last week.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, because my sword has been sort of, I thought it was my mom's attic. I've really been without it for a long time now. And
because the cabin is a gathering of swords.
Yeah. Whenever everybody comes, everyone brings their swords, usually have like a group picture or something like that. But I've been with that one for so long. I think the last picture I like have my cleaver and my chef's knife, like just what I had because I didn't have my actual sword.
That was a long time ago too. Yeah. I think you were
culinary school. Yeah. So that was when I was like severely overweight. So just like this puffy kid in a white jacket, and that's whenever we had
I like the word puffy.
Puffy.
Yeah, that's a good use of the word.
We had to wear like the chef hats. Like normally we wear skull caps now, like only the person in charge wears like the toque. But for some reason everybody's wearing toques. So I was wearing my huge tall toque that I don't think like, I had like sweat stains around it. Because like it's awful that we ever had to wear these in the kitchen. But ugh. Yeah, so, but everyone, they felt bad that I just had misplaced my sword, so everybody pitched in and presented me with a new weapon. So I now
have... At the cabin?
At the cabin. So I am now the proud bearer of a dwarven-style double-bladed war axe.
Awesome.
That is very awesome.
Were you like, this isn't a sword? What am I, am I out of the club?
I think I'm the first one that doesn't have a sword. although technically... another one of our friends has the cane sword, but that's sort of, I don't know if that's a knife.
It has sword in it.
It's got sword in it. Yeah, so I'm the first one that
doesn't
have it. It's
a sword axe, Tyler.
So, and I'm going to call it Defender, just because that's defense, that's more my thing. Mm-hmm, yeah. So I'll put a picture in the show notes for anybody that gives a shit. Probably no one, but I'm going to put it there.
We might have the most views of the show notes ever. I have an interesting thing an addendum to a story I told on Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers episode. Okay. Do you recall what my intro story was for that?
For Chip and Dale?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the blow? It was the blowjob story.
Was not the blowjob story. It was the fantastic story that I'm sure everyone enjoyed of where my car door handle exploded.
Okay.
Because the weather was, it was very cold, very, very cold, and I was extremely impatient. I tried to open my door, handle exploded. I've got a cat who's an indoor-outdoor cat. Mm-hmm. Her name is Aria. I call her Miss Aria because she's a female.
She's a lady.
She is a lady. She's a beautiful one-eyed lady. And she, since she's indoor-outdoor, she spends probably about, I'd say it's been getting warmer, so she spends about 70% of her time outside. She has taken it upon herself to find all of the pieces of the door handle and leave them on the porch. So like,
that's sweet.
When I go to
that's
work sweet. And open the door, there's this little pile of red fiberglass where she has gone across the yard like Link, gathering all the scattered pieces of the Triforce and leaves them on the porch for me to reassemble the door handle.
That's pretty good. That's a good cat.
She's a pretty good cat. Although I do have a complaint about her, and that is she will stand in the litter box and pee out of it, like on the floor. And she'll look at me like, I'm doing this right, right?
This is good.
This is how you do litter box.
This is how you do it.
Yeah. Right?
My cat does that. That's because he's like too fat. Like he could wedge himself in that door in the litter box, and then just once it's like, okay, my head's in, I'm good.
It counts.
But we had a knife throwing contest, which I won
with our cats.
With our cats at the cabin. We had a knife throwing contest. I won. We're gonna do archery, but we decided not to do archery last minute. Mm-hmm. Plus, me being left-handed would have meant like having to deconstruct the bow and then put everything back on it for like me to shoot 3 arrows and then for like 8 other people to go that are right-handed to shoot the rest of the arrows.
So there's only one bow.
Yeah, only one bow.
I didn't show up until Saturday night. That's why this is all news to me, by the way.
But then Saturday night, what was fun, we did have a Mortal Kombat tournament. Mm-hmm. Mortal Kombat trilogy, to be more specific. We didn't play the SNES Classic. That was a lot of fun. I got second place in that, even though I'm awful at Mortal Kombat.
I feel like I really had to twist your arm to even play.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you won't. Because you come there at 10, like, hey, we have a tournament. You want to get up? Oh, I need to get up. I won't get up, but I need to get up.
And like the words you said like immediately after that was, I'm going to be out in the first round.
I thought I was. It's like, I'm really bad at this. Well, other people are a lot worse than me.
It was like, no offense to anybody listening who was in the tournament, it was pretty much a scrub noob slap fight.
Because like David Dacus, who's like played the games and no special move.
Yeah.
I was stunned that I beat him. Just jacks, just uppercut, walk closer, uppercut, walk closer.
You kept doing that like, because in Mortal Kombat Trilogy, I guess it's like the third iteration of Mortal Kombat 3. Like Jax has that like, he has that jab and then that overhand right.
Mm-hmm.
You kept doing that number. You kept like, and that like stunned him long enough for you to uppercut him. So
I don't know any of Jax's special move. That's it. I think what Jax is the strongest uppercut in the game, I think.
Is that true? It makes sense.
It makes sense.
Because he has his bionic arms.
We can pretend it is. But then that's why we don't really have a game to talk about. So this will be like our clip show of all the things in Tadpog that we do that aren't about the game.
I hate the phrase clip show. Ugh.
Well, this would be the episode where we just talk.
That's
listener.
What I like.
We're just gonna have a conversation. We're gonna
have a
nice conversation.
We're probably like 15 minutes in. You know by now whether or not you want to listen to this episode.
So we're just gonna talk about. I've got some quizzes. We'll probably do a quiz just because.
Classic Tadpog.
Classic.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jay. We're gonna do a quiz. And we have some video gaming news we kind of want to talk about. Things that have just happened. And just around gaming in general that we'll discuss.
We're completely unqualified to do.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it anyway.
It's just fun like that.
I'm also really tired, by the way.
Yeah, you're going on like 3 hours sleep. I'm going on 6, but yeah, you're going on 3.
I went to bed at 5 and slept on a leather couch in a cabin with no heater. So that couch was, it's pretty warm. I'd say it's a pretty warm couch. I didn't have any blankets.
You ever laid on like an old dead guy? It was like that. Like just a really old fat dead guy. It's like a scene out of Seven that you're going to sleep on. All right, Dave, well, the quiz I have prepared for you and I to take.
Yes, Tyler.
We'll do this first one, and okay. If we want to keep going to a second one, I'll get a second one.
Okay, I imagine that we want
to. It's just the two of us, so I think it'll be a lot quicker than...
Like that Will Smith song.
Yeah. So it's courtesy of CNBC.
Oh, so this should be a good one.
Which celebrity bad boy are you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I already know the answer.
Who do you think you are?
Well, I'm Uncle Jesse. I'm Uncle Jesse.
Kicked out of the Rippers. Oh, man. Yeah. Bad boy.
Nikki tells me that at least 3 times a week. She's like, you know what? I'm like, what? You're Uncle Jesse. And I just kind of close my eyes and nod at her.
You cut your mullet. You take off your...
I know what she wants. She's looking for a... And you're a Rebecca. You're my Rebecca. I never say it. I never say it because that's going to curse us with twins.
Yeah, it's true.
So...
You already have one baby. I don't know where the second one's even going to come from. Henry's clone, but it's going to happen.
That's how it's going to happen. Just going to clone him.
You call me Rebecca. We have to spend the $25,000 for him to clone him.
Is that all it is?
I know. I've heard that to clone a pet, that's how much it is.
Oh, well, you think a baby.
And right now, our babies are practically pets. So that's how.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
Although my cats are far more self-efficient, but it's good.
Yeah. And cheaper. Cats are cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, if you clothe and feed your baby properly, yeah. All right. If you could spend the night on the town with one celebrity, who would it be? Donald Trump?
John Stamos.
Donald Trump?
No.
Oprah Winfrey?
No.
Charlie Sheen?
Yes.
Jay-Z? A sober Lindsay Lohan?
What is the point of a sober Lindsay Lohan?
I guess it's for people like me because I used to have like this weird, I remember like.
No, it wasn't weird. I know where you're going with this.
Well, I was watching like TMZ or E! News. Like I'm watching E! News one day after the soup goes off and like they're talking about Lindsay Lohan. Like she's trying to overcome her addictions, blah, blah, blah. And I had such a thing for her when I was younger. And I was like, man, I wonder if I could just like be your friend and we could play Final Fantasy XI together. That could be like our new thing. Like she just plays Final Fantasy XI.
That would be cool. Good. I don't think she's into that though. I think she's into bumping rails.
You get one addiction for the other. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, man, Charlie Sheen or Jay-Z. That's tough. That's a toss up. I go Charlie Sheen because, I mean, I feel like if I'm running with Charlie Sheen, I'm just gonna bump into more porn stars.
That's a good point. But I've already told my Lindsay Lohan story. So I'm gonna go with Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, you can do Final Fantasy XI couch co-op.
me and LL just tearing it up. It'd be great.
And me and Charlie Sheen will walk in and be like, "What's all the redheads doing in here? Playing Final Fantasy, huh?"
If you bought your own private island, what would you do with it?
Keep Josh captive on the island.
We got some pretty close options.
Okay, good.
One, throw a Lord of the Flies party.
What?
I know. Put up rock stars for your record label.
Rock stars?
Rock stars.
Oh, okay. That's new SARS.
Put up rock stars.
Put up rock stars for, you have a rock star party?
I guess just like, hey, start a record label. Labor.
The record
rock
label.
Rock star record label.
This is not a good quiz.
No, you want to abandon it?
No. No, we're totally taking it. I'm committed.
Play Survivor with your friends.
Ugh.
Build a hotel and golf course.
Okay.
Name it after yourself.
I guess build a hotel and golf course. Because why would you play Survivor with your friends? Like, why would anybody be like,
sorry, friend. Yeah, get the fuck out.
You're gone.
I'm also going to say build a hotel and golf course because... Why not make some money?
You're going to have an incredibly inconvenient convention there.
Come on out to Dave Island. We've got a golf course.
No, I can't name it Dave Island.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I built a hotel and golf course.
Well, I'll name mine after you and you name yours after me.
Oh,
we can't,
that's brilliant.
There you go. If you wanted revenge on your nemesis and money were no object, what would you do? Okay. A, pay a marching band to play in front of his house every morning.
No, that's silly.
Nothing. My success is revenge enough.
I like that one.
Buy his house for $50 million and knock it down.
That seems like a lot of money to pay for a house.
You buying it from him? Here's $50 million dollars. I'm going to knock your house down.
Well, you're not, I guess, I mean.
Unless it's worth like $200 million right. In that case, you've chosen the wrong nemesis. If like,
yeah.
I'll get you, Matthew Perry. Start dating his ex-wife.
No.
Offer to let him borrow money.
What?
Yes, hoping that the guilt of borrowing money from somebody would just overly burdensome.
Trust me, my nemesis would not feel guilty for borrowing money. go through them again real quick.
Marching band?
No.
Nothing?
No. Oh, yeah, the nothing, the success thing, yeah.
That one?
That one.
Okay.
What about you?
Start dating his ex-wife.
Okay. I'm surprised, like, start dating his wife wasn't an option.
That's immoral.
Well, I would say that getting
involved... The marching band is extreme enough, Dave.
Getting involved with a woman with the intent of spiting her ex-husband is probably pretty immoral, too.
If you could have a statue made of yourself doing anything, this is not a good question for us. What would it be?
Patting a dog.
Okay, it's close.
Okay.
Arms out like Jesus.
No, I don't think that's very close.
Throwing money into the air.
Well, that's pretty much same as petting a dog.
Holding your pet.
Oh, okay.
Standing, arms folded, having sex.
Was that two different options, or was that
your
one?
Arms folded,
standing with your arms
like
folded,
a genie, just pounding some poon. You're dressed like Genie from Aladdin.
Yeah.
It's great.
You're putting the genie back in the bottle at that point. I'm gonna go against Tadpog canon and say holding my pet, but I'm gonna change it to petting a dog.
I'm gonna say having sex.
Okay,
because I don't like any of the others.
With your nemesis is
and with her ex-wife. Yeah, take that nemesis. Here's a statue of me fucking your ex-wife
on Dave Island. It's the largest statue on Dave Island, right in between the golf course and the hotel.
If you used a tank to promote a new Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay. If you used a tank to promote a new cola company,
tank?
You would what? Yeah. So you have a new cola company and they're like, here's a tank, promote some cola.
Okay.
All right. You would drive it down Fifth Avenue.
Who, the tank people?
Yeah. I guess the army's like, we really like your soda. We're going to give you a tank. Do whatever you want with it. Drive it down Fifth Avenue and blow up a Coca-Cola sign.
Okay.
Shoot soda cans out of it. Which is still going to fucking kill people.
Oh.
So, okay.
No, I don't think. I mean, probably not. Like, out of a howitzer, no, it's going to be fine. It'll be okay.
I mean, t-shirt cannons kill people, but drive it in a parade, have Banksy paint it.
Yikes. Oh, these are all awful.
I mean, yeah, because Banksy, you're going to be able to call Banksy up and be like, promote my corporate cola.
Hey, bro, you like soda? soda?
Keep it in the flagship store.
I guess keep it in the flagship store because all of those are really bad options.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to have Banksy paint it because then maybe I'll know the identity of Banksy and I can do something with that.
Ugh. Ugh. All right. Did I ever tell you about the time I bought a soda out of the, I don't know why I'm saying
tank?
Soda either. Yeah, I went to the old tank store and bought a soda.
And they got a haircut for 5 cents.
they fired it at me and I caught it like Air Bud. It's great. At my high school, they had a soda machine and I paid for a Coke and a can came out and I picked it up and it was really light and almost like spongy. You know how like when a can's been opened?
Yeah.
All that pressure has been released and it feels kind of crumply. Mm-hmm. It felt crumply. And I was like, what the fuck? Did this just dispense a Coke that had already been opened? And I opened it up. I went to pop the top and the top came off. There's a fucking shirt in there.
I remember that promotion. Okay.
There was a fucking shirt in there and I was pissed because I was thirsty. And all I had was a fucking crumpled up shirt that I would never wear.
That's like the worst trickster guy. It's like, ha ha, drink the shirt.
Oh, man, I bet you want that triple XL shirt with the Coke logo on it 50 times.
Go drive your tank and have sex with your nemesis ex-wife. Trickster guy.
Moral of the story is there's no such thing as a good soda promotion. Just make good soda.
Just, I guess, Coke points. That's as good as it gets.
Man, fuck that shit.
But then
shit.
You have to, like, all right, put in this code.
I was on that Coke points trade for, like, months.
Yeah.
And then, like, I would look at, like, oh, what can I get? Man, this shit is all shit. Like, it's the worst stuff. And it's like, I don't want the Coke logo on a hat. I just don't want that. It's like, and that's like what you could get. That's like the most expensive thing.
No, I'd love to see you just walking around in like a Trucker Coke hat.
All right.
I remember because Meg was obsessed with Coke points for a while. Yeah. That's how we got our subscription to Wired magazine for like 2 years.
Man, magazines just straight up give their subscriptions away now. Nikki gets Sports Illustrated. We have no idea why. It showed up in the mailbox and I came in and I was like, did you subscribe to Sports Illustrated? And she looked at me and was like, no, it's got your name on it. And we just both kind of shrugged. We just get Sports Illustrated now. I really hope that a Tadpog listener.
Somebody after listening to one of our episodes, fucking send that ass on Sports Illustrated. Oh, that's gotta be what happened. That's good. And because they've never said anything, I guess I'll come clean about it now. But on Reddit has an R freebies. To where you can like get free subscriptions to magazines or stickers or anything like that.
Did you subscribe Nikki to Sports Illustrated?
I've subscribed Josh and Nicole to so much free stuff. I've like tried to send them like Tibetan, like these Tibetan monks are giving out free crosses. I tried to send them both crosses and spider stickers and government posters, but I guess either they're not getting them or they're just like, all right, what luck.
Oh, we better never tell Tyler about this. He'll want to take them away.
I want to know about how to avoid bears in the forest with this handy poster. All right, you're a trader.
Right, we're taking a quiz.
Like a goods. You're not like a
Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold, yeah. You're a trader and your cost of one of your brokers, and the light is not reflecting on the screen. I'm having trouble reading it.
Take two.
You're a trader.
Uh-huh.
And you cost one of your brokers.
Like Benedict Arnold?
You cost one of your brokers $250K on a risky trade.
What did I do?
Yeah. You blew $250,000. You were investing it for somebody and you fucked up.
I've already jumped off the ledge of the building.
When you call him back, you say, sorry, I'll make it up to you on the next one. How'd that taste? Too bad, so sad. Sorry, my portfolio manager is in a bad mood. Did you see the Yankee game last night?
I guess I say, like, how'd that taste? Did you see the statue of me fucking your ex-wife on Tyler Island? No, I go with the first one where it's like, I'm sorry. I'll try to make that up for you next time.
Yeah.
I'm not a bad boy, Tyler. I don't think I'm a celebrity bad boy.
I guess I would have to say... I guess you gotta shift the like whenever my parents caught me with porn, I tried to blame it on somebody else. So I guess that's what I'd probably do. I'd say my portfolio manager's in a bad mood.
Okay, that seems like I'm
a jerk.
That's a weak answer though, right? Like, who's gonna accept that? It's like, oh, it's just a quarter of a million. It's fine. Nothing. I mean, nothing. Your boss is hungover. It's okay.
When you throw a 40th birthday party for your second wife, a must at the party is. An ice sculpture of Michelangelo's David urinating Stolichnaya vodka.
Okay. I wish you'd have stopped at Michelangelo. Because, like, I was on.
Sculpture of Michelangelo.
I was on board until you, like, kept talking. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, an ice sculpture of Michelangelo.
That's how most girls feel today. A concert by Kenny Rogers, but you only have him play The Gambler.
What else would you have him play?
Yeah, I don't know what the Kenny Rogers hit. $100,000 worth of white roses, prawn and lobster martinis, fancy chicken soup, and Rat Pack impersonators. Fancy chicken soup?
Rat Pack impersonators?
Well, I've got all that money. I'll just get the fucking Rat Pack. We'll reanimate them and put them up there.
Exactly.
Holograms. It's fine.
Yeah. Let's Coachella this party.
Or make it rain millions of dollars.
Oh, make it rain millions of dollars. Certainly.
And then I'm going to go with... prawn and lobster martinis and a fancy chicken soup, because I don't know what kind of chicken soup that is. I want to see the fancy one.
I do like a fancy chicken soup. I do. I am curious what 100,000 white roses would look like.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it. I just feel like that's what that's like something from The Great Gatsby. $100,000 worth of white roses.
Yeah. We just wait for it to snow again and be like, I'm pretending that's those are rose petals.
Right.
Oh, okay. The best way to seek thrills for competition is to enter...
Hunt man for sport.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, sorry.
All right.
Enter the America's Cup to win.
Okay.
Build a 7.5 million racetrack on your estate.
No.
Buy a professional sports team.
No.
Create your own television network.
Okay, I like that.
Try to expand your 29-bedroom, 39-bathroom house.
I'm going to go with the television network.
As am I.
I mean, that's clearly the right answer.
Because I watch enough TV, I think I'd be pretty good at that.
Yeah.
You could do
yeah,
that.
That's how it
I
works.
Could run like a multi-million-dollar national television network. You buy a 180-foot yacht and you name it after your first wife, Eclipse, Privacy, a little naughty, naughty spelled N-A-U-T-I, or after a female body part.
I guess a little naughty. It's how's it spelled?
N-A-U-T-I.
Ugh, I don't know, but I want to spell it like the beaver and Donkey Kong Country.
Nice.
In fact, that's what the yacht looks like.
I'm going to say female after female body part and yeah. call it the mulva.
The mulva. Thank you. Thank you.
Let me write that down for the show
notes. You win this quiz.
If you were to make your own sex tape, you would delete it after you watch it a few times.
I can't answer this question.
Keep it and occasionally watch it.
Uh-huh.
Invite a bunch of people to be in it. Hire it. Have it professionally filmed and then send it to a few friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would never make a sex tape.
My option isn't on there. Like, what I would do is, like, why would you just watch it occasionally? I just feel like you'd watch it all the time, right?
It's like looking at nostalgic photos. Like, man, look at how good God. I used to stroke it.
God, look at man, look at my dick. Look at my dick. Wow, it's changed.
It's so different.
Golly, it's like. It's like looking in a mirror to dick past. I'm gonna go with keep it private, watch it occasionally.
I'm gonna say what I actually did when I made a sex tape, and say delete it after you watch it a few times.
Okay,
not my choice.
Wait, that it wasn't your choice to watch it or delete it?
Delete it.
Okay, it's like a Red Dragon style. Like, do you see?
You, Dave.
Yes.
Are Justin Bieber.
Oh, my fucking God. All right.
Oh, Justin, you may be a believer in your own bad self, but the truth is most of us aren't buying it. And I am fucking shit. I'm also Justin Bieber. I hate it when that happens. Whenever I take a Facebook quiz
yes.
and then I get the same result as the person who posted it, when I know that I'm nothing like that person.
Are you saying you're nothing like me?
No, I think you and I are pretty close. So
here's what I think is weird, though. Of course we're pretty close. We're always the same thing on quizzes. I feel like you should be happy. Like, this validates that we are actually the same entity.
We're water Justin Biebers.
Yes.
Water Pocahontas Justin Biebers.
Sacagawea. Yeah. Let's not. Wow, you just pissed some people off. Here's the thing. Like, that description was like, read that description again.
Because it just says, oh, Justin, you may be a believer in your own bad self, but the truth is most of us aren't buying it.
Whatever. It's yeah. fine. It's
fuck,
fine.
Fuck you, CNBC.
I told you I'm not a celebrity bad boy.
Well, the other quiz I had pulled up is, which Hollywood bad boy should you have a one-night stand with?
Oh, why didn't we start with this one? All right, let's do it. Fire it up.
Would you ever bail a guy out of jail?
Yeah.
Because it's yes, and I'll do it again if I have to. Absolutely not. Maybe depends on the guy.
Oh. Well, of course it depends on the guy.
No. Would you, it's like, no, Charles Manson, I'm fucking no. forking over money. So, yeah, of course it's maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other.
It's
there's,
either no, never, or
right,
maybe.
Right. So, yeah, maybe.
So, yeah, we both have to say maybe.
Okay. God damn it, we're going to have sex with Justin Bieber.
We are him, and we're going to fuck him. You and your bad boy have a hot date tonight. What are your plans? Talking about something sexy in a dark bar.
I'm going to pet my dog.
Sneaking into a pool and going skinny dipping. Forget the date and go straight to the bedroom. A motorcycle ride.
I feel like we need, like, the dating game, like, kind of, from the studio audience. Okay, I'm sorry. Bike ride?
Going on a motorcycle ride. Riding bikes together.
Tandem bikes. Like Kermit the Frog. All right.
Going to a concert, taking a cruise in his hot rod. I know how they wanted me to say it, but I said it differently.
Yeah, no, I like that.
His hot rod. Yeah,
that's the classic. That's the classic Sacagawea Justin Bieber water spin. I'm familiar with it. The bedroom. Are you kidding me? The bedroom.
Yeah, today we're both going to fuck Justin Bieber again. Because I'm also going to the bedroom with my bad boy.
Come on.
You gotta. You just gotta.
Here's what's fucked up that we both got Justin Bieber. We did not answer enough of the questions the same way.
I know. A lot of them we answered differently. Yeah. Like, the majority of them we answered differently. Which element of bad boy style do you find most irresistible?
Water.
Leather jackets.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that one.
A sexy beard.
Oh, wow.
Fast cars. Mm. Long hair. Mm. Tattoos. Shades. So beards or glasses, Dave? What's the hottest to you?
I'm going to go neither.
Okay.
I'm not going either. I'm going leather jacket.
Leather jacket.
I'm going leather jacket, but an Eccleston. An Eccleston
nice,
jacket.
Nice. Okay. I can very much appreciate that. I'm going to say the only guy whose dick I've just touched excessively would be a guy that has a
would
beard.
Would be Josh's.
So, would be Josh's.
And he has a
He's
beard.
He's got a beard.
So you're going beard then.
Be honest. Have you ever had a one-night stand?
It's just yes or no, or is it maybe?
Not
yes,
yet.
Yes, always.
Not yet. Yes, no.
No. No, I haven't.
Nor have I.
We are just some interesting people.
It's never been a one and done for me.
Yeah,
like sometimes
no,
it's
I get it.
Sometimes
no,
it's
I
been
it.
Occasionally, but never a one and done.
I get it.
Dave, I'm really good. They come back for more, Dave.
No, I get it. Yeah.
That's how Josh and I got to be friends. We met on Grindr. He just kept coming back for more. You know, that middle school Grindr that was really popular whenever we met.
Oh, that middle school Grindr. You know, Grindr.
Is the middle school Grindr that note thing that girls would do? Like you would say like blue, BLUE, and flip it. And then four. It's like, all right, who do you have to go have a one-night stand with? Josh Nance. Thank you. Thank you, Oracle Grindr.
They all said Josh.
Do you normally fall for bad boys? Sometimes, not usually. Yes, they are my weakness.
I'm going to go with not usually.
Not usually. And I'm going to go with sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Pick a vice. Swearing. Drinking.
Uh-huh.
Drugs.
Uh-huh.
Gossiping.
Okay.
Smoking.
Oh, I wish.
None of these.
Fucking swearing, dude. That's not really a vice.
You don't
though.
Think it's smoking?
If I had to pick one?
Yeah. Pick a vice to have.
So, I can't pick smoking.
Smoking?
I can't pick smoking.
Okay.
I get to swearing. If I pick smoking, I feel like that's writing myself a check to start smoking again. Like that
I
is
said
like,
it on that quiz.
Exactly.
You gotta have another one.
Exactly. Like, have I ever told you the story about how I started smoking again? Because I quit a long time ago. I quit for almost a year, almost a full year. And Nikki and I were sitting, she had quit too. We were sitting having dinner together. And I kind of looked up at her and I was like, you know what I miss? She's like, what? Smoking. I miss smoking. And I went and like got a pack of cigarettes right after dinner. And then like was smoking two packs a day. Like just right then.
Oh,
just was like
oh,
right back into it. So I can't give myself
can't
an
even,
inch.
Okay.
I can't give myself an inch.
I appreciate that. I'm going to say, like, as much as I love swearing, like, I love it.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad about it. I never feel bad about it.
Well, that's why I said it's really a vice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some people just, like, only limited amounts, and they'll, oh, shit. But I guess I actually have a point to talk about that later. So
about what? Swearing?
Swearing. So I'm going to say gossiping. That I do that, and I feel bad about it, but
I like that too. I feel like all of those things are things that I like.
What kind of guys do you usually go for?
Bad boys, Tyler.
What kind of bad boy?
The kind of bad boy who wears a leather jacket and goes right to the bedroom.
So musicians, that's an option. There's pretty boys, artists, men in uniform, CEOs, nerds, musicians, none of these.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Yeah.
And I guess I will say, I'm going to say artists. Artists.
Sandwich artists.
Sandwich artists. You can't keep me out of those Subway bathrooms with those bad boys. Which part of a man's body drives you wild? Abs, eyes, butt, chest, smile, and then, okay, it's pictures of different parts of a guy, actual pictures.
Yeah.
And then the picture for something else is a grinning emoticon thinking about an eggplant.
I wish like everything would have been tongue in cheek in this quiz, like up until right now. And it's just a photograph of like just the biggest, hardest, like meanest cock.
Thick, uncut.
Oh my cock. God.
And just a huge picture of a dick.
Oh, that's my vice right there. So I don't know how to answer this question. I guess chest.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay, I guess chest or butt. Chest or butt. Are legs in there?
Nope.
Maybe something else, but I don't mean eggplant. I'll go chest. I'll go chest. Final answer.
Dave.
Yes.
You
are Regis Philbin.
You are Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
This eccentric bad boy may have given up on his wild ways long ago, but he still remains a true rebel at heart. You'll cruise the Caribbean on a pirate ship, and once he gets his hands on your booty, yeah, you'll be saying, "Arr!"
Oh! Is he a bad boy?
I guess he used to be. Now he's just eccentric and weird.
He does a lot of good things for charity. And he's from Kentucky, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
He's from Owensboro. And I am Colin Farrell.
Ugh.
Or I should have a one-night stand with Colin Farrell. Oh,
but you don't have one-night stands. Colin Farrell's going to come back for more.
He will come back for more. Colin Farrell's going to want more of this.
Damn, I can't get enough of that eggplant.
You're going to get lucky with this Irish bad boy. He'll know exactly how to show you a good time. After a few pints of Guinness and some whiskey, he'll be reaching for your pot of gold. You racist fox!
After five Irish stereotypes...
He'll wipe out all your potato crop. He'll send you to Ellis Island and make you change your name.
Your shillelagh's gonna be sweating.
Oh, he'll drive out all your snakes.
What was that, a Facebook quiz?
That was PlayBuzz quiz.
PlayBuzz.
That was better than the fucking CNBC quiz.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. They were different. They were different quizzes. One was a highbrow quiz.
Right, so and 45 minutes later, we finished two Facebook quizzes.
The other one had an eggplant in it. All right. I hope you're enjoying the show, Blake. It's just me and Tyler.
That's all he wants. That's important. All right. So we talked about some gaming things we wanted to bring up. What's the first?
We're still doing that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of. What's the first bit of game-related news you want to talk about?
I'm interested in this Nintendo mobile stuff I've been hearing about.
God, when I read that, I was just so fucking confused and bewildered and like wondering what the motivation in this is.
I think they're trying to stay relevant. I do. I think they're trying to stay relevant. And then like they announced the Nintendo X or the NX. Did you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
The hardware they announced. I am curious what the fuck that is. I am really, really hoping that it's not connected to this mobile announcement.
It's gotta be, though.
Man, I do not want a Nintendo cell phone. Please do not. Like, how many times have hardware developers like gone down?
Neo Geo Pocket went over really well, though. Or the N-Gage, the Nokia N-Gage. N-Gage,
yes. And then, like, I don't own one, but, like, doesn't the Vita, like, one of the fucking Sony handhelds was a phone.
They were talking about making the Vita, but because you have to get a, I think it's like AT&T exclusive, you have to get a data plan.
Just
So that's why I got the Wi-Fi only model.
I just hope it's not that. I really just hope they're not like doing that, because that fucking market is, I mean, that's a saturated market.
Yeah.
Like that is going to be like Nintendo, I don't think needs to be like, oh, I'm pretty sure we could dethrone. We could dethrone Apple. We could do that. I mean, Samsung.
I guess maybe because just hearing from Shake talk about it in Japan, like the mobile market over there is just like, that's, I mean, as much as we love our phones, like over there, it's, they're years ahead of us as far as like mobile stuff goes.
I believe it.
So I guess I can see where they're a Japanese-based company that maybe see where they're going, but I just can't see if they do this, how it's going to fly over here very well.
Yeah.
And we're a much bigger market.
But that's just all speculation. That hardware may have nothing to do with their announcement to start developing for mobile.
Because I can't imagine they're going to throw, like, we're just going to throw the Wii U out and go ahead and throw another console out that's more powerful than the Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah.
Remember that console like 2 years ago, like we came out with it, just throw that away. Throw that away, or we're gonna do another one.
Maybe they're doing another Virtual Boy. Maybe that's what it is.
Yes.
I mean, I know that sounds silly, but with all the talk about VR right now, I mean, I think didn't Valve just announce not too long ago that they're gonna start working on something similar to the Oculus Rift? Hmm. Maybe Nintendo is doing something with that.
That's a fair point.
I
wouldn't be super opposed to that. I think that's an awful idea. Yeah. But
I think it's interesting that they've said, like, they addressed, I think, the concern of most people. It was certainly my concern when I heard the news that Nintendo was going to start developing for mobile. Was that I was like, oh man. So it's pretty much just going to be like old Nintendo games. It's going to be like the 3DS eShop, but it's going to be on my phone. But they've said that they're developing like completely new stuff for mobile.
Mm.
And I think they also, this is why I feel like I'm totally not qualified to talk about it, because I say a lot of things like, I think, and I've got no sources whatsoever.
Yeah, no. It's just sheer, brutal, weird speculation.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that they...
it's a blowjob machine.
Yes.
That you can take with you places.
Right.
So it's mobile.
It's a me, your blowjob machine. I'm pretty sure that they had mentioned something about like licensing out Nintendo properties for other developers.
Surely things have not gotten so bad that they're going full Sega. Like the Wii, I mean, the 3DS is fucking killing it. So I don't understand why somebody over Nintendo has just got to be like just shitting their pants worried. Like to talk, because that is what it sounds like. So we're going to speculate on whatever it just sounds like. And I just cannot see where that is like, I mean, that's like Nintendo's like, that's their fucking shit. So why? I feel like anybody else is just going to, if it's not Morimoto, somebody else is just going to ruin it. I can't imagine like.
Yeah, I mean, they've done plenty of that though, right? Like, I mean, when I heard that, I was kind of a little
Metroid,
worried.
They let Metroid, another studio handle Metroid Other M, and that's the worst one in the series.
Yeah, but I mean like HAL Laboratories, you know, with Kirby,
okay.
Earthbound. I mean, Rare handling Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. I mean, some like really good things have come out from that. But yeah, I mean, there's been some bad things too, yeah. like Metroid, and certainly I know we played something on IGN's list that was, it was one of the puzzle games. I think it was the Yoshi puzzle game?
Yoshi's Cookie,
where everything, like the art kind of felt like, man, this is what Yoshi looks like, right? Yeah, I mean, he's green.
That's, yeah, there we go. She look like the one of the characters from like Dinosaurs? Yes. Yes. That's Yoshi. Okay.
Not the mama? Yeah, not the mama. Or like Mario teaches typing kind of deal, where it's like, okay, that is Mario? I mean, it says Mario.
I mean, yeah, the kids will love it. I mean, Mario plus education has always just gone over huge. I just can't imagine like, because what it sounds like, just like what your brain immediately goes to, I can't imagine getting the next fucking big Mario release and playing it on my phone. I don't like the mobile games that I do play are bullshit click and wait games.
Every
one of them. I'm not going to
name
them.
Peter Panda,
I'm not going to name it. Except for The Simpsons. I play that. The other one, it's all the same shit. I do not like playing real games on my phone.
I think that speculation, but I think that Nintendo, I think they get that, right? Like, I mean, I think they get that, like, each of their, like, the Wii U has a purpose. And it's like, these kinds of games go on the Wii U. And then the 3DS has a purpose. We're like, well, okay, these games go on the 3DS. I feel like they're smart enough to know what kind of games are going to go on mobile. I do, I mean, you talk about the game that shall not be named and Simpsons Tapped Out. I really, really hope Nintendo is like does not jump on the freemium.
A new Mario freemium game.
Oh, my God. Like they got
rebuild the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah. Yes. And if there's anybody I feel like who can successfully champion paid games in the mobile marketplace, mm-hmm. I think Nintendo has a good shot.
I mean, they're good with taking minimum specs and making it work with just ingenuity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't feel like there's not a cell phone that's just like going to knock you out graphically and with like a good frame rate and, you know, shit like that. So, yeah, but I guess if anyone could do it, you're right. It's probably Nintendo.
Square's kind of doing it because like none of their games are, well, I shouldn't say none of their games. I know they do have some like freemium games.
I think that one they have is atrocious.
Which I haven't played because I've heard that and I believe it, that it is atrocious. But like, I mean, they re-release a whole bunch of their games on mobile. But I feel like Nintendo, like, if Nintendo developed new games specifically for mobile, I could get behind that. Really, I could. Yeah. I think if they are smart with the hardware and like kind of just do supplemental games that are at a certain price point, I think they could do really well.
Yeah. I mean, I guess because they'd have to charge like, I don't know, I'd never pay $60 for a mobile game.
Yeah, and
period.
I wouldn't say that I never would.
At like anything over $5, as weird as that, as much as I have forked out in my entire life for games, like I feel like I'm not alone in that. You feel like a mobile game should just be super cheap.
No, I get that. I totally get that. And I actually feel the same way, but I have made purchases in the past that have been over $5. And it's kind of one of those things. I know it's trite and cliche, but it's a saying for a reason. I think sometimes you pay for what you get.
Yeah.
I really do. It's like, I mean, I feel like when I bought Small World, the digital board game version on the App Store, I don't remember exactly how much it was, but I remember thinking, oh, this is kind of expensive. I bought it, and it's a great experience. And I don't regret, like, for a minute buying that because it's really fun to play on my iPad. There's some other games that have been like that, but yeah, if it's over a certain amount, I need a demo or something. Like I have to have some kind of assurance that the game isn't going to be complete and utter garbage.
See, I just wonder, like, I can't imagine, I guess a cell phone is just a hard sell. Like maybe they're thinking about going something like an iPad, where like Nintendo, the game tablet for the Wii U, or like, would they be thinking about coming out with a gaming tablet?
I don't know.
Like the NX or whatever, that could be a gaming NX tablet.
I mean, I guess it kind of would make sense because they clearly developed a tablet for the Wii U or a pseudo tablet.
The only thing that roughs me up a little bit about
that would do well about though.
Wii U. I can't imagine does
that. I don't think they could unseat.
That'd be hard to do the iPad.
The clinch of the
iPad. Because a lot of people, the iPad just has so much utility as opposed to like a tablet built for gaming. It's just a much smaller market.
Yeah.
But the gamepad for the Wii U isn't 1080p.
Yeah.
And I look up at my TV and then look down at the screen, you know, the game tablet. I wish they would have made it 1080p, but I guess this was either here nor there. But, yeah, I don't know.
I'm excited. Whatever it is, I'm excited to learn more.
And also, I guess I feel like in this regard, I'm in the minority because I know I've talked to Jacob about this because
of Wolf Fighting Fame.
Because I was trying to sell him on the 3DS, tell him how good it is, so much good shit on it. I mean, it's a good investment. I think you should buy it. And
well, it's a bad investment, I think.
Yeah,
because like
you're not going to get more money out of it,
right?
So yeah, you're right. It's a poor investment,
but it's a good purchase.
Yeah, it's a good purchase, but. And he was just like, man, I just can't buy one. I can't carry around another device. My phone's it. I'm not carrying around anything else.
Trust me,
I guess that. I'm the minority because I don't care. I'm totally fine to have pocket, you know, my pocket with my phone, my keys, wallet, and then 3DS in the other one. It does not bother me at all.
I hate it. I hate carrying around my 3DS XL. It like barely fits in a pocket. I hate that.
Yeah.
And I've got like the George Costanza wallet. My wallet's very thick. So it's like now I've got, it's essentially like having two 3DS XLs in my pockets.
Well, you just had to bring cargo shorts back.
Well, I'm wearing some cargo shorts.
There you go.
Right, I swear
those run all the time. You just put your 3DS in those.
They never went anywhere, Tyler. You hear this? Yeah. That's a Velcro pocket.
But I just listened to Quality Control, the podcast, Polygon's podcast. And Griffin McElroy, when it was going just crazy tangent about how much he just felt so stupid carrying around a 3DS. It made him feel so self-conscious and bad. Like everybody was staring at this bulky thing in his pocket.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
I can relate to that. I think it's also kind of weird because it's like when I go to work and I set my, I have brought my 3DS to work before.
When you know, like, I had pizza last night, I'm going to need this, put your 3DS in your bag and go.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I've totally brought my 3DS to work and been like, when I'm on break, I'm going to fucking play this game. Mm-hmm. But I always feel weird bringing it to work. And it's odd because, like, I can set my phone down on my desk and just be like, well, that's my phone. Mm-hmm. But I sometimes also play games on it. So it's totally fine in this environment. But like every time I bring my 3DS to work, I feel like I have to hide it in a drawer or something because it's like I can't just leave it on my desktop because it's like here's a big fucking bright red game system. no checking email on this thing. This is just for playing games. Yeah. So that's another reason I like playing games on the phone is because I feel like it's sad, but I feel like it's more socially acceptable like in a professional environment.
It is. That's true.
Which is really sad. Like I shouldn't feel like I have to hide the 3DS, but I don't know. I just feel like I don't want to be the dude that brings the game system to work.
No, that's fair. I did that. I would also play it that last place of employment. I would always bring my 3DS and then eventually my Vita, which the Vita does feel better in my pocket, but I also like, I'm not afraid of breaking my 3DS carrying it around. The Vita, I feel like, okay, I better not bump into anything.
Yeah, that clamshell.
Yeah.
That clamshell. I love that the clamshell on the 3DS because it does make it feel like you can kind of just throw it in a bag, which is literally what I do at Dragon Con. Yeah. I just throw it in a bag, turn on Street Pass, and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Vita, there's no way I would ever, like, I had to get those handles that make it feel like a PlayStation controller for it not to feel like I was breaking something. It feels... Holding and playing my Vita, while I prefer it to the 3DS, it feels like holding your phone without a case on it.
Why do you prefer it to the 3DS?
I like the, I don't know, I guess I like the games. I prefer the controls a lot more. It looks a lot better. It looks fucking fantastic. And I just like the interface more.
Yeah.
I feel like the Vita, it's like, it's so good, but they're just like, it's just not going over very well.
Yeah, I think it's, for me, it's the games. Like, I know you said that was a big draw for you, but for me, it's not a huge
draw. I like the weird Japanese games.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That works for you. Mm-hmm. I at one point I really did, and I'm kind of sad that I'm not into it anymore, but I feel like the, as I get older, my time that I can do gaming gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah. Like every minute, every breath that comes out of my mouth, it's like, oh, the gaming window just got smaller. I don't know. I'm really a lot pickier than I used to be.
Yeah.
Like I was watching at the cabin, someone was playing like a Tower of Babel game where I don't know if you know anything about this. I think you bought it on PSN. I may even have the game title wrong. But Lemming style, these small humans are building a tower battle. Uh-huh. And your job is to destroy them and stop them from building the tower. And you do that by like dropping balls and rolling them downstairs and crushing them and doing all kinds of horrible things.
Making
to them
all speak different languages and throwing them to the four corners of the earth. You're God. It's fine.
You think that would be an option, but no, it's not. You just murder them physically. Okay. It was one of those things where I was watching it and I was like, oh man, this looks pretty fun. But man, if I were not at the cabin with literally nothing to do, I don't think I'd play this game because I would just be like, while I was playing it, I'd be like, oh, there's so many like really good games I could be playing right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'm at, okay, something about me is I love finishing things. I think part of my weight problem my whole life has been like I want to go on a diet, so I better go ahead and finish off this box of Oreos. So I'll do that. Like, I just love finishing tasks. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm the reverse of Nicole. Nicole just loves starting stuff and then just walking away from projects. So I love finishing stuff. So I hate walking away from a game without finishing it.
For the
first time in a long time, I'm so fucking tempted now. And because you said it, because your gaming is, you know, gaming time is more precious now as you get older. So like, I'm trying to play Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth on my Vita.
You're still playing that? I think you've mentioned that before.
Because I enjoyed it at first. I know it was originally on like PlayStation 2, so it's an older game that's been remade. So it does have kind of some older mechanics and things like that. It's super grindy. And that is, it has gotten so bad that I'm close to the end, but the grinding that is necessary to continue on is so staggering that I don't want to keep playing it. Because I'm too, like,
stop playing.
Because I looked at some game facts, and this guy was like, every dungeon you need to gain at least 10 to 15 levels.
No.
And it's just like, all you do, and it's not like you gain a lot of levels, like, man, that's a fucking intense thing on every single dungeon to gain that many levels. So I'm at the point, I'm at a boss, I just can't even fucking touch him.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just can't fathom going to my last dungeon and just spending 8 hours of time grinding out these enemies.
Just stop. It's okay to stop. It is okay.
I'm interested in the game. Like, I want to keep playing it, but like,
YouTube.
Hit that wall. I might have to. YouTube. I mean, I've paid money for it, so I hate to do that.
No, I get it. Fucking sell it. Sell it, get your money back.
Yeah. It just came out on Steam. If you like grinding, you can check it out.
Like, I get it, and it's one of those things where when I was younger, I loved games like that. Mm-hmm. Because when I was younger, I associated time spent to value.
Yeah.
Like, I did. Like, it was like a hard fucking equation where it's like, when I was 12 years old and someone recommended an RPG to me, the first thing I asked was, how long is it? I didn't ask what's it about. I didn't ask what the magic system was or whether there was weapon durability or what made the game different than other RPGs. The first fucking question I always asked was, how long is it? Because I wanted it to be long so that I could buy it and play it forever before I had to buy another game.
Yeah.
And it's weird because
you would,
like,
love Persona if we got on the Persona train back in the PS1 era.
Yeah.
How long is this? 2,000 hours. Okay.
That would have been great. Now it's not so great. It's like one of those, it's like that thing, right? When you're 12 years old, you got a lot of time and not a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the older you get, the more money you have and the less time you have. Mm-hmm. So it's like that totally dictates my tastes. And I now have such a good appreciation, a richer appreciation for games that present a story and tell that story succinctly.
Yeah.
I really like 8-hour games now. And that's, I feel silly saying that because it's not like, it's an arbitrary number.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate a game that is like, this is what we're going to do. This is what the game is about. We're going to do that. You're going to have a good time, and then the game's going to be over.
Yeah.
I really like that. But I do think it gets weird. You mentioned earlier, you were talking about price for mobile games, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gets weird when it's, and The Wolf Among Us, I think, is a great example. I'm enjoying that game, but I can't imagine that game being sold for $60 retail.
Ooh, yeah, no way.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but it's, and I don't think it's because, it's not because of the game. I think that $60 retail, I think that's too high for games now.
Yeah.
I just think that's too high.
See, that makes me wonder where gaming is going, because games only get more expensive to produce, but now people just, it's kind of like you're not willing to pay as much for them as you used to. Because my mom bought me Super Mario RPG for $80 on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
So I can't think of, man, for me to pay $80 for a game now, I just, man.
Yeah, I think,
don't even know.
I know that, I mean, games do cost a lot to produce, but I think that's offset by the sales. I mean, it feels more like the movie industry to me now than it did when we were playing NES games. Mm-hmm. Because now, like, games have, like, fucking movie budgets. Like, not huge movie budgets, yeah, but they've got movie budgets. Like, millions of dollars. And I just feel like...
See, I know that also stifles the quality of games, because if it costs millions of dollars, no one takes a big risk on a AAA title.
Right.
That's why you see so many different sequels to whatever. Yeah. It's the same thing for Assassin's Creed, the same thing for Call of Duty. No one with the big takes big risks like that because they're so expensive now. So it's like, if you want a creative game, you go indie. You know what you expect from the series that's going to cost you a bunch of money.
Yeah.
And if you want to try something new and fun, you go indie.
Yeah, and I think the indie games have been really, really good.
Yeah, they have.
And I don't just mean quality, because like there are bad indie games. I mean, I've played them. I mean, they exist. And it's like the indie games that you hear about are the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But even all of them are great, because they show consumers that you can have a wonderful experience with a video game for not $60.
Yeah.
And I think that's what can be done in mobile too. I really do. Like, I think, and there are great mobile games out there.
It's maybe I've just been corrupted in my line of thinking, because people have taken the short and easy of mobile gaming.
Oh God. Yeah. Like that's the majority for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know if it always will be. Probably. Why not? I think there's going to be more companies out there who are like, I don't know, just fucking do Candy Crush, but make it Trolls or something.
Because what was it? The stats I've seen for Clash of Clans and Game of War is like they take in $1.5 to $1.8 million every single day. So like...
God, I believe it.
So that's, I mean, how can you fight... How can people who want to do the pay once, get a complete game, it's going to be like, it's hard to fight passion. You know, you're going to have business versus passion. Mm-hmm. And I feel like in the long run, business will pretty much win.
Yeah, I think there's a market for both though, right? I mean,
it's never going to go away, but I feel like we're only going to see more of this kind of thing, especially on mobile, where it's just where the casual player dominates the market.
Yeah, I mean,
because everybody has a phone.
Yeah, no, I get that, and that makes sense. But I mean, there's a limit to everything, right? Yeah. I mean, there's a limit to everything, and the more Candy Crush Saga clones that are out there, the cloudier it gets, and all that disperses. But I do think there's two separate markets, and sometimes like there's a Venn diagram there, because I certainly enjoy independent mobile games, but I also will play. I mean, I don't play Simpsons Tapped Out, but I'd certainly play something like it.
Mm-hmm.
I just treat them as two different things.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to talk about what I was saying about censorship earlier.
What were you saying?
Or about swearing.
Oh, yeah, the vices.
Because, like, I'm thinking about Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And while Nintendo does, I love what Nintendo does.
But Genesis does.
Nintendo don't. But like, as much as I love Nintendo's creativity and what they do, it also kind of, whenever people, I guess it also comes back to even like podcasts and things like that. Like, I almost have, this is just me personally, like a built-in animosity to things that are intentionally clean.
Really?
Like, it's hard. Like, man, for me to go see a PG-13 movie, fucking dragging. I'm fighting that to go see, because I know... They will cut off, they will intentionally be less, they will, you know, water down the quality to make it clean.
Right, because you can sell more tickets to a PG-13 movie than you can a rated R movie.
And that's almost how I feel about like podcasts, that's how I feel about comedians. Like, if your product is, if you just happen to be clean, like Jim Gaffigan, Jerry Seinfeld, Mario, you know.
Not a comedian.
Captain Lou Albana, kind of a comedian.
Unintentional comedian.
You know, the product is like naturally just like clean. But if you produce a product and then water it down to sell it to the masses, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
That's how I also feel about swearing. A lot of Nintendo's games, like I feel Nintendo could be a bigger marketplace I'll give them credit for Bayonetta 2. Because that is like the most they'll push the envelope. because I think that's the only, like, Wii U's only mature rated game for the most part. I think they have, what, Assassin's Creed, but that's almost nothing at this point.
I don't know the ins and outs of it. Like, I don't know it well enough to really comment, but I do have a question for you, mm-hmm. and that is that Nintendo's fault, or is that on the developer? Like, are the developers of mature games looking at the Wii U and going, well, maybe this isn't the right place to develop for?
I think it's because Nintendo, that's just what they've laid out for themselves. I feel like they could attract that market if they wanted to. A reputation. Like, it's like my friends that have worked for Disney. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like Disney just produces clean movies for kids. Like, they demand this clean, pristine lifestyle from their employees.
And that's why they get hidden dicks in all their movies.
Yeah.
I mean.
And that's just like, I don't know.
It's like asking Banksy to paint a soda tank.
Because I was just thinking about it today, and just it just riled me up. And I feel like there's just so much Nintendo could do. And I feel like if that's something, they're not hitting their first party titles really hard. They're not, I feel like they could expand more. I know there are so many things that we don't get that I think they could make bank on over here by sending them to America, but I feel like we don't get a lot of stuff.
I think Nintendo needs RPGs back.
Yes.
I think Nintendo needs RPGs back. And I think that is, because really, that is, I feel like that is the big change in Nintendo since you and I played mm-hmm. hardcore. Yeah. And that is like, Nintendo used to be where you fucking went to play an RPG.
Yep.
Like, there were RPGs on the Genesis, there were RPGs on the PC, but they were extremely different kinds of games.
Yeah.
If you wanted like a JRPG, you played it on the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much until the PlayStation. And I feel like that is the weirdest disconnect to me now. With Nintendo is that there's, I mean, there are some RPGs, but like the vast majority.
I remember starting with N64. I remember like, that's why I didn't buy one. You couldn't get an RPG on it.
Oh, I didn't buy one because Square went to PlayStation, went to Sony.
And I feel like that is kind of like, I know like the PlayStation is Nintendo's fault. Nintendo like could have had all that and they fucked it up because they're so resistant to a lot of change. They're always like, where Sega was always one generation too far for their own good, I feel like Nintendo was always one generation behind for their own good.
Sega tried some pretty weird stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of stuff like what they did then is popular now.
Sure.
But, I mean, I guess just the technology wasn't quite there and the audience wasn't quite there for it.
Well, they did weird stuff. Like, yeah. I can't remember what it was called, but I think we've talked about it on the show, like their internet service, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where, like you plug this fucking piece of hardware into your phone jack and then connect to their internet service and download games.
See, and that's, I mean, no one knew what the fuck was going on back then.
Fuck no.
But they were just too ahead of their time. But like, I feel like, man, if Square had stuck with Nintendo, I imagine the Final Fantasy series would be so much better if they had done that.
It's subjective, right? But I agree. Because it would be, I feel like it'd be less focused on like pretty
graphics,
cinematics.
They fire writers to have more people to work on the graphics. That's why I feel like Final Fantasy are some of the best looking games. But now like the story and everything like that is just so bad now. If they had Nintendo's hardware restrictions to try and make a good game, that you would, and they'd fucking make a better game.
I can see the reasoning behind that. I can. But it's also kind of weird because
they also couldn't have been as mature as Final Fantasy has gone. You wouldn't have seen Barrett and Sid cussing on the N64. So I guess
Probably.
I can see that, but
I don't know. I think like the biggest thing is I think it's funny to say that the story is so much worse now. I agree that it's worse, but one of the things about it being so bad now is that going back and playing some of the older ones, it's like, I mean, this is pretty good. I mean, it's not like, it's good for an RPG story. It's great for an RPG story, but like, I don't know. I kind of feel like there's definitely some, they could have pushed a little more. Like when we were talking about Final Fantasy II/Final Fantasy IV.
Just
like,
leave them dead.
Yeah. I mean, like there's just some things where it's just like, I mean, this is I mean, this is a fun game. This is a good story. It's not a great story. Yeah. It's not like a Pixar story.
Let Joss Whedon direct the next Final Fantasy, and we'll fucking see some shit happen.
Oh God, yes, yes. I'm on board. I'm on board for this.
Give it back to Nintendo, so that they have to put more emphasis on the script. Joss Whedon directs it. It's there. We go.
Whose eggplant do I need to suck to make this happen?
Oh. In reference to Tadpog earlier, I was trying to text the word eventually, and my phone auto-corrected to Mr. Ventilation.
Who were you texting?
I was just one of our friends, and I was just like, I've never typed Mr. Ventilation in my life.
Yeah,
I've typed eventually, which is a common word, more common for me because of Tadpog. Why you're trying to change it to Mr. Ventilation?
I think Nikki can tell now when I am holding Henry and he's fussing, because she'll text me and I'll just text her back like Elvin, because I'll just like, I don't even give up. Like, I'm just like trying to hit the buttons with my thumb. If it works out, great. If it doesn't. So it's, yeah, it's like broken Elvin.
Oh man.
We should probably wrap this up.
We're pretty close. We should probably do that. Wrap this up. Yeah.
I've got a few things that I wanted to say.
All right.
That don't pertain to the conversation that we had. I feel like that was pretty good. I feel like it sounded like we might know what we're talking about.
We took some weird quizzes, and then we actually like talked about some stuff relating to video games.
I wanted to mention that Color Mage, Tyler. You remember Color Mage?
I do. John Sullivan.
We hadn't heard from him in a little bit. He was working on developing a game, a card game. He has made that, and we are in it. I know we mentioned that a long time ago. Yeah. We are in the game, you and I, as a single entity, a two-headed beast. That game is coming out in the U.S. in about a month's time.
Yeah.
So if you want to see us in this mobile card game, check out the Facebook page. It is called Mario Italiano. Just do a search for it on Facebook. You'll find it. I promise. That's how I found it.
I'll put a link in the show notes.
That's great, too. I wanted to thank two new pledges on Patreon.
Yeah.
That's awesome that those are still rolling in. It makes me feel really, really good that we have some dedicated listeners who are willing to throw some Gil. Yeah. Jill? It always bothers me when I hear Jill. Someone say Jill. But it's one of those things where it's like, no one ever really pronounced it. You just read it. But I think in like Advent, there's got to be some like...
Right? On the internet, you watch GIFs, and then in Final Fantasy, you have Jill.
We're done. So thanks for whatever kind of money you want to give us. Rupees, Gil, whatever. Thanks
Miseta, for throwing it away. Potch, gold, credits.
Imperial credits.
Nuyugen.
Yes. I wanted to thank particularly the two new ones that we got, This Guy Games and Andrew Roland.
Andrew. I think your English is off. It's Andrew Roland.
Andrew Roland.
So he needs to correct himself.
Thank you two very much. We really do appreciate it. Actually, I mean, whenever I see a new pledge, it literally makes my day better. I know that's silly, but
we're familiar with Drew Rowland.
Yes.
I want to give him a good title.
Okay, do it.
I want to make him Barbecue Baron, BBQ Baron.
BBQ Baron.
Drew Rowland.
Okay, I like that a lot. That is a huge compliment coming from someone who lives in Paducah, where we have an annual barbecue festival. Mm-hmm.
And This Guy Games, call in and text us. Let's get to know you so I can give you a proper title. All I know is that you game. You're probably a male and you game.
Gamer This Guy Games.
Gamer This Guy Games. Okay.
But no, I also would love a voicemail or text.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Earlier, because John Sullivan was talking about, he'd made posts. He plugged us a lot, you know, advertising. And then he posted about his game on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I had to send him a message because this guy started posting on the Mario Italiano post complaining about everything.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't tell if that guy was being for real or not.
I that's why I messaged John. I was like, do you know this guy? Because I'm about to get shitty with him. And like John's like, no, I know everything's good, everything's fine. I was like, well, okay, well, you let me know and I will get really shitty with him for you.
Yeah.
So hey guy posting giving Mario Italiano shit, back the fuck off.
Let's not pick a fight with a possible potential listener.
He spelled commies with a Y.
All right, you're right. You're right. We don't need that. But if you're listening, we're just kidding. I'm Justin Bieber, the bad boy. Good night.
You bad boy, Justin Bieber. Well, after I get done fucking Colin, what's his name? Shit.
Colin Farrell?
I wanted to say Colin Quinn. I guess I'd do that too.
All the Collins.
I went Colin Quinn and then Colin Mockery.
Thank you. I'm glad we did.
Before I had my one night stand three way with Colin Quinn and Colin Mockery. Somebody Photoshop that, please.
I'm really glad we didn't make it through this whole podcast without talking about fucking Colin Mockery.
It's been far too long.
If you want to support us on Patreon, you can. Patreon.com/deadpog.
If you want to hear more Colin fucks.
That should be a reward tier. Fuck a Colin.
Yeah, but I'll put a link to the Patreon. That's much appreciated. It's a way, if we can get to know you, give you an instant suitable title out of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And the show will only get better because we can afford to get stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like pizza parties.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm eating a pizza right now. It's really good. I wrote the special instructions. I was like, please draw naked Collins on the pizza box. And they did. Phil Collins, but it's fine. I'll take it.
There's a Colin in it somewhere. Yeah. It's fine.
They misunderstood. I mean, it was one thing.
If we're plugging John Sullivan, I want to also plug What's Paul Playing Today with Paul Kluel.
Yeah. I've been watching him play Saints Row the Third. Is that what it's called? I've been watching him play that with Dan, his buddy Dan, at Loaded Cart Gaming. And that's been really fun to watch. That is an entertaining game. Mm-hmm. And watching Paul play it has been a lot of fun because he just makes a funny game funnier.
Yeah, good. We've been on that 5-star, 100. We've been on 103.
103,
for a while.
I check it every day, too.
For a while. We're like, come on. We got to 100. Everybody's like, Tosh, fine.
Yeah.
We're even over 100, like a little bit. He's fine. Uh-huh. Well, I guess if we're going to do that, I should say, thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. So don't miss the next episode. We'll be talking about The Wolf Among Us.
Surprise. We'll be talking about a Mortal Kombat tournament.
You know what we like, Dave?
What's that, Tyler?
Money in our Patreon. That's what we really like.
We already just talked about that. We got a cool little bit.
But we also really like
what?
5-star iTunes reviews.
Shit.
It helps get the word out because it's the biggest marketplace to new people because of the iTunes fucked up iTunes algorithm for advertising.
Them for too much. We're asking the listener for too much.
Yeah.
We are not giving them enough to ask for all this. We have to make it. We have to make it better, Tyler. How can we make it better?
Well, if they leave us a 5-star iTunes review, they can just pick a game. They can just type in a game there, and we'll do it. Or a reviewer they want for a game, and just plug it in there, and we'll do it.
Sounds pretty risky.
Even if it's Sean Miller, we'll fucking have him back on. Because we got into it. That's why Sean Miller hasn't been on in so long. We just got in such a horrible fight with him.
Yeah.
But we will make peace with Sean Miller, have him back on the show.
Yeah. Like if we have to.
If we have to hashtag more Miller, we will do it.
If the listeners demand it, then I guess we will.
But whatever you put in there, we promise.
Yes.
We will get to it. Mr. Ventilation.
Nice. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about maybe wolves, maybe who are among us, maybe not.
Maybe the?
Maybe, I don't know. Tune in and find out. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's a website in case you're new. The show notes live there. Check them out. There's probably going to be like 2 for this episode, but still go. Tyler might put porn in there. There's that.
I will put one link of pornography in the show notes.
It'll be pornography roulette. Tyler won't label which one is NSFW. You pick one, click on it. If you get fired, we're sorry.
Paul's gonna get real mad when I make it the watch Paul play today link. It's just an up close like anal pounding link. Watch Paul play today. This girl's asshole.
God, Saints Row the Third is graphic. Wow. I know that girl. You can also find us on Facebook. We are we're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. If you have anything to say about this episode, that's a really good place to say it. I know we've actually, it's been mentioned before that we're Nintendo fans, mm-hmm. which I never really would have considered myself that, but I can totally see that from the listener's viewpoint.
We did an SNES podcast.
Exactly.
The only next-gen system I own is the Wii U, and then I bought a 3DS. You bought a 3DS.
And we talk about Nintendo a lot.
Yeah.
but I never really considered myself... I'm not that guy who is like, Microsoft or nothing, man, or Nintendo or not. You know, yeah. I've always just kind of been like, I will play... pretty much any of the systems, like any console, as long as it's got a fucking game on it that I want to play, I will play it. I don't care. I'm a whore to consoles. Mm-hmm. But really PC gaming for life. So I don't know. PC Master Race. Let us know what you think on Facebook. If you want to, you can find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome. I realize. Thank you for everybody who is tweeting at us, and especially thank you for everyone who's retweeting our episode posts. That means a lot to me because, as you know, that gets the word out about the show, and someone might listen to it and like it, and then they have you to thank. Really, you're the delivery system. So, thank you for everybody who's doing that. You can call us if you want to call us. You could be on our next all call show. Feel free to do so at 270-883-2555. Try to keep to 3 minutes if you leave a voicemail. You know what kind of questions we like. We like Ninja Turtles and Golden Girls. I feel like this is my routine. I need to maybe mix it up. Game of Thrones. Wolves who are among us.
See, I'm feeling bad because I'm looking at the Facebook feed,
yeah.
And someone just gave us a... This is the next quiz you guys should take when you take a quiz. What Golden Girl are you?
That just happened?
So it's like,
did that just happen?
Damn it.
While we were recording.
So I'm like, well,
we got to start over.
I have to do it all over again.
Well, let's just do
that one. That'll be our stinger where we're taking the Golden Girls quiz.
Let's do one 40-minute quiz per episode.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good.
You know how we have that problem where it's like, oh shit, I don't have time to play 2 8-hour games this week. Let's just do 40-minute quizzes.
We're all going to be the BuzzFeed of podcasts. And just
all right, top 10 quizzes that we took this week. Which Golden Girl are you? If you had to fuck a Ninja Turtle, which one would it be?
GIF of Topher Grace crying. Okay.
Anything else? Our intro song?
It's Move. It's by Sycamore Drive.
Yep.
Link to that track and found the show notes at tadpog.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent show for 3 hours of sleep on a cold fat man. Is that what you called it?
Yep.
Yeah.
How you want to close it out?
We got to close out like Justin Bieber.
All right. Got to make this not sound like Josh. Always have to think about like, don't sound like Josh. Don't sound like Josh.
Sometimes when Josh talks and I close my eyes, I'm just like, damn, is that Justin Bieber talking?
What a little bad boy. Damn. Oh, bad boy, Josh Dance.
Little badass. Little badass.
He just thinks he's a little badass.
All right.
So until next time.
Tropical
Capricorn.
Nice.
Because I'm trying to go the baby.
No, that
baby,
was good. Baby. I was just going to do Mike Tyson.
Oh, Justin Bieber.
I guess we need a stinger, huh?